Like I say, we appreciate, again, the opportunity and the privilege to be here this morning. Appreciate you being here in the service today. Just ask you to pray for us. Just a minute. Not be able to get ourselves out of the way. And do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts for the service. If you don't read with us, we're going to read some out of the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. And we're going to read some out of Galatians. Second chapter, I think. You might not think that while he was on the cross that you was on his mind, but he just sang. The Bible says that he died for all sin. Far as being born, we wouldn't even thought of. In that respect, when he died on the cross. But yet, he died for us. A lot of folks have a hard time believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and that of which he's done. But you know why you have a hard time? Because you have no faith. If you had faith, you'd believe in him. It's impossible to please him without faith. It's what the scripture says. Impossible to please him. You want to please the Lord? Have faith. I don't know how much of this I'm going to read. We're going to read some out of the 11th chapter of Romans. And I want to say it's the second chapter of Galatians, maybe the third, maybe the fourth. I'll have to see when I get there. I'm glad that I'm a child of the King. I really am. I'm glad I got some royalty. Not in the aspect that I want that kind of fame, but the truth of it is you got royalty. You're a king. You're a priest. You're an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. That's what you are. That's what you are. Thank God. You're not a pauper. You're not a nothing. You know, you might have used to be a nothing, but you're not a nothing. I know my English ain't proper. You say, preacher, I'm still nothing. Not really. You know, I understand how it is that people say that they're not worthy of the blessings of the Lord. The fact of it is, you're probably not. But the real fact of it is, you're going to get them anyway. Because you're one of his. Huh? Is that not right? You're going to get them. You're going to have the blessings of the Lord. Come your way. You say, preacher, I wish the windows of heaven would open. Just hang on. Just hang on. You see. You most certainly will. 11th chapter. Book of Romans, and you pray. Our mouth is awful dry. Has been the last few days. I'm going to start with the first verse. And I may skip around a little. It says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath attained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. For if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke you to immolation, them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say, then the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into the good olive tree, how much more shall these being, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of the mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happening to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Galatians. We're going to read you some out of the third chapter, the book of Galatians. Starting with the first verse, it says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you: receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of the faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. For there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. Now maybe correctly reading, that's reading a couple of places, that out of the book of Romans, the 11th chapter, and also the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 3rd chapter. There's more that I could probably read today, but we're going to leave it just like it is. That we've read, don't know altogether what we might say or what we might do as far as that goes. And there's some other scriptures that we would have loved probably to get around to, but we'll just have to trust that the Lord, seeing what we need. But I want to read two or three more scriptures, if I could, before we say anything this morning. There's a lot of things that, brethren, people get twisted sometimes about the children of Israel. And the Bible says, and you might think, well, as he said in the book of Romans, said, hath God cast off his people? And Paul answered that pretty quick, and he said, not so. He said, I'm one of them. He said, being even of the house of Benjamin, brethren, God has not cast off his people. But his people, my friend, have been cut off because of their unbelief. Brethren, the Bible, you go back just as far as you want to go, and you'll find out, brethren, that unbelief is the reason that the children of Israel spent their time in the wilderness, the majority of them, the large portion of them. that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and they wandered there because they did not believe that God was able to deliver them in the land of Canaan. That's the reason. And the Bible teaches us that they wandered for 40 years, 40 long years. But brethren, that wasn't all. The Bible also said that they requested amongst themselves unto God and unto Aaron and said, would to God that we die right here in this wilderness. That was their request. Would to God that we die right here in this wilderness. Brethren, the Bible teaches me, and it'll teach you if you'll read it, you'll find out that God took care of them 40 years in the wilderness. God took care of them. They didn't take care of themselves. They wasn't able to take care of themselves. Brethren, they is too busy grumbling and too busy mumbling. Yes, sir, and complaining. Brethren, every time Moses turned around, brethren, the children of Israel was complaining about their situation. And the fact of it is, they is in that place because of their own unbelief. Had nothing to do with Moses. Bible teaches us that. Believe it or not, my friend, them that cried out and said, would to God we die in this wilderness. Brethren, they died in that wilderness. Every one of them. Preacher, Joshua and Caleb didn't. They didn't cry out either. I don't believe they did. But the Bible teaches us that Joshua and Caleb wholly followed the Lord. Brethren, in the wilderness they followed Him. 40 years of their life. 40 years of their life, my friend. And the scripture says that there was only two that came out of the wilderness above 20 year old. Moses had died, and brethren, Joshua and Caleb come through. Did they not? Now, brethren, you talk about faith. It don't tell you the things that Joshua and Caleb went through, but brethren, they had to have faith in God to wholly follow Him today. It takes the same thing. Bible said, and I read it until you hear it. Brethren, if you be of faith, you're the child of Abraham. Is that not right? Why did he say you'd be a child of Abraham? My friend, if you had faith today, because he counted Abraham, brethren, a faithful servant. Yes, he did. And Abraham believed God. Abraham, my friend, followed after God. I'm going to say this. If you want blessings, my friend, from God, you're going to have faith, brethren, in God today. Yes, you are. You can't have it in anything else. You can't have it. You say, preacher, I got a lot of trust in this and that. I'll tell you, you can put your trust in a lot of things. And I'm going to be honest with you, at the end of the journey, you'll be disappointed. Yes, you will. You'll be disappointed. But brethren, you put your trust in God. You put your trust in Jesus Christ.
Brother, the Redeemer of all mankind. You know it's through faith. By grace through faith are you saved. That what the book says? Not of works, lest any man should boast. We believe, my friend, brethren, in the faith and the grace of God, that it will save you today. And it will. Yes, it will. I can't add anything to that. I can't put no, my friend, other ingredients in that. Do you know it? There's a lot of things. I know a little bit, my friend. I don't know a whole lot, but I know a little bit. Brother, there's a lot of things that wouldn't show up. Brother, in a mixture. I've been around chemicals most all my life. My friend, we've made big batch. We made 2,000, 3,000 gallons at a time. Yes, sir, and you could put stuff in there, my friend, that did not belong. And you could look at that batch, my friend, and it looked perfect. But, brethren, when you started testing it, when you started getting it down and testing, brethren, to see if it had the particulars or the specs that it's supposed to have, you know what? Sometimes things would show up, brother, because they didn't belong in there. You could look at it. You say, boy, it looks good. You done a good job mixing. Yes, sir. Get it in the lab, my friend. They start running tests. And they pull it out of the oven, my friend. It looked like some monster of some kind. Brethren, you knowed you had a problem. Yes, sir. Knowed you had a problem. Brethren, Moses had a lot of complainers. Had it not been for God, he'd have probably went crazy. You know that? His own father-in-law told him, he said, you got too much on you. Yes, sir, told him, said, you got million people here. Hundreds of thousands of people said, there's no way you can handle all they've got. Brethren, you know that God knows you. You know that the Lord knows your situation. Yes, he does. Brethren, and if you'll ask him for help, my friend, on the way, I believe he'll help you. My friend, don't get complaining when you go through a mud hole on the way. Or you get off, my friend, the pavement, the smooth surface. Yes, sir. Brethren, you get on a rough road. You might not know much of what I'm talking about, but I'll be honest with you, when you follow the Lord, and my friend, his way will work today. Abraham believed God. Bible said it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Brethren, righteousness did not come through the law today. No, it didn't. Brethren, I read it unto you. Had there been a law, my friend, he said righteousness. Righteousness would have been in that law. Yes, sir. Righteousness. But that of the law, brethren, could not make you perfect today. No, it couldn't. Abraham Preacher, if God blessed me like he did Abraham, I might believe him. Don't work that way. You know how it works? You believe God. Then he'll bless you. Yes, sir. Then he'll bless you. Just like Abraham. Can I tell you something today? I've said this down through my journey. I believe it. I preach it. My friend, you know what? At the end of my journey, you know what the Lord owes me? You know what the Lord owes me today? Zero. Huh? Zero. Think about it. You say, preacher, how can you say that? My friend, he don't owe you something. Brethren, I want you to know, he says in his word, thank God he'll be with us all the way to the end. I believe him. Don't you? I just believe him. These people today, my friend, that have a hard time believing God. I'm going to be honest with you, my friend. You're going to have a hard time getting anything out of God. Yes, you are. Why, preacher, he made a way. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how people look at things. God works in natural ways. But he works in spiritual ways also. It ain't just all natural. It ain't just all natural. Folks, I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, I don't know how you get some things. You probably don't know how I get some things, but the fact of it is, brethren, God's got a way of getting me to where I belong. Do you know that? He's got a way. Brethren, he's got a way of getting me there. In a position. My friend, I know, Brother Tracy, wasn't that of which he read about the song this morning. And brethren, if you think this life is supposed to be a bed of roses, your thinking is wrong. Honestly, everything won't go your way just because you're a child of God. No, it won't. Sometimes it'll go the wrong way, my friend, just to help you. Preacher, I don't understand that. That's where it comes in. Do you know? That's where it comes in. We don't understand. We don't understand. I'm just going to be plain this morning and just honest as I know how to be with you. Brethren, you want so much out of God. Just have a little bit of faith in him, my friend. He can make a way when there ain't no way. Do you know that? He still part the Red Sea. Yes, sir. If need be. If need be. There's things. These people just tell me sometimes, say, you don't know what you're talking about. Brethren, these things that I can't prove to you with pen and paper. Glory to God. But I can prove it because it happened by God to me. Yes, sir. Happened in my life. Abraham ain't the only one he ever had. You know that? I'm not saying I'm anything like Abraham. Don't get me wrong. But I can't help but to believe, Leroy, he's had some more Abrahams. Don't you think so? He's had, Robert, he's had some more Elijahs. Yes, sir, he's had some more Elishas. He's had men and women alike that just believing because he said he was who he is. Told old Moses over there, he said, you tell him I am that I am, has sent me. I am that I am. Do you know what? Pharaoh might not have known who I am was, but he found out. Do you know that? He found out. Him and the one behind him too. Yes, sir. They found out who I am that I am. Brethren, before you leave this world, if you make it to heaven, you're going to find out who I am is. Yes, sir. In your life, you gonna have to believe in for yourself today. I can't help it. There's things, brethren, the children of Israel was cut off. You don't think, my friend, that he'd cut you off? Preacher, I don't believe in such as that. Why don't you? Same God. There's folks, my friend, I don't know whether you've run across any or not. I just happen to believe. I've said this. I've heard men say it quite a bit. As long as there's breath, there's an opportunity and there's life. I pretty much believe that. I pretty much believe that. But I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, I've heard people out of their own mouth say this, cut off. Yeah. Cut off! Couldn't get a hold of God for nothing, my friend. I don't know. But what they ain't cut off. You hear me? Preacher, if they had just believed, they might have went too far. They might have went beyond. I don't know. I really don't. Preacher, I wouldn't preach that. Well, I got news for you. You'll not, brethren, walk over the plan of salvation your whole life, my friend. You'll not do it. You go read the book of Proverbs. He said, I cried unto them and said, they heard me not. I called unto them and they heard me. They did not answer me. Yes, sir. He said, they come a day. He said, they'll call. That's what he said. He said, they'll call. And he said, I will not answer. Hear me. Brethren, it's serious when it comes, my friend, to your soul. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't just head knowledge, folks. It ain't just happening in the head. Brother, that heart of yours, it knows exactly when God's calling. Brother G.W. Shaw, down at Union Grove, said they was in a revival meeting. Said there was a man, said the Spirit of God just thick. He said at that time they had posts in the church. Help hold the walls up. He said, there's a man grabbed hold of one of them posts one night and said, wouldn't let it go. He said he pleaded with him and pleaded with him and pleaded with him to just give up and let Jesus take over his life. Said the man didn't do it. Hear me? I know the man he was talking about. Lived in the Darrisville community. Good man, good natural man. Never professed a hope in God. Never. ZW said, he said, you know, he said, the Lord told me, he said, this might be the last time I deal with that boy. He said, that's all I can say. He said, I can't tell you. You hear me today, it is serious. Brethren, when it comes to the soul of man, you say, preacher, I don't want to be scared, my friend, until you get worried about the condition of your life, you'll never do anything about it. But when the Lord convicts that heart, I believe you're going to get concerned. If he hadn't already convicted you, he may not have, I don't know. But I'll say this, if convictions ever come your way, you'll know it. You will know it. You may deny it. You may be like some of those, my friend. I don't know. I really don't. Abraham, my friend, believed God. Believed God. Yes, sir. The scripture says that he sought a place. Abraham sought a place whose builder and maker was God. Brethren, he never found it, folks, but it was on its way. You're living in a lot better day than you know. You're living in a lot more blessed day than you know. A lot of folks has the wrong idea about salvation. Number one, they think they'll have no more trouble. Number two, my friend, they think because everything's coming their way and it's piling in, my friend, that they're in tune with God. That might be the furthest thing from wrong. Yeah. Could be. Could be. Not saying that the Lord won't bless you. He'll bless every one of you in your capacity. He'll bless you. Brethren, in your means, he'll bless you. You might need $5. My friend, he'll bless you some way, somehow. Went to church one night. It's been years ago, I'm glad to say. And they took up an offering. It wasn't a night for offering. Well, most of us got a night, you know. Thursday or Friday night, you can about depend on it. But it wasn't a night for offering. And I went to that revival, my friend, and that preacher was preaching, and the Lord started dealing with me to give him $5. And I knowed what I had my bill for. I knowed. What'd you have, preacher? Had $5. That's what I had. And the Lord got dealing with me while he was preaching to give him $5. And I come up with every reason in this world why he is preaching that he didn't need that $5. It's all I had. Yeah. He just kept preaching. It's amazing how we can rationalize, you know, when it comes to the Lord. Huh? When it comes to the Lord. When he says do something and you think, well, I ain't no way. I'm sitting there thinking, my friend, well, I need $5. Huh? I'm just to be honest, it's on a Tuesday night. And that wasn't the last night I went to that revival. I wound up back over Thursday, Friday night. And you know what? I didn't have $5.
I didn't have $5 when I left there Tuesday night. Preacher, what'd you do? I give it to him. That's what the Lord said do. I give it to him. Listen. Preacher, that ain't much. I got news for you. It's a whole lot when it's all you got. Is it not? Think about it. Why, preacher, the Lord's told me to do something for, but I ain't able. Who said you wasn't able? That's where we're at. I ain't able. You said something this morning, and I thought, well, he'll eat them words. You say, preacher, you ought not think like that. He said he couldn't sing. He's going to have to sing one of these days. Watch him. Lord lay a song on his heart. Huh? Yeah. He'll get up. He might have an old scratchy voice that day. Do you know that? He might not hardly talk that day. You say, preacher, you picking on him? Not a bit. Not a bit. We say things sometimes. We really mean them. But you know when the Lord gets in the matter, it changes. It changes. I can't do that. I can't do that. Moses told the Lord, I can't go down yonder. Exactly what he told him. And the Lord was talking to Moses. He said, I can't speak plain. Stammering. He told him, he said, okay. He said, you take Aaron. Now I'm going to show you, folks. I've always loved this. He told Moses, he said, you take Aaron. He's a man of eloquent speech. He said, but I'm going to tell you what. He said, I'm going to talk to you. He said, you going to talk to him. Glory to God. He'd have been better off, thank God, without him. Y'all might not like that, but thank God he would have. We can give every excuse in the world and God can take it away. Do you know that? He might give us a little more to put up with. Might not have got the golden calf. Do you know that? I don't know. He left Aaron in charge. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Brethren, it takes faith, believing. I don't like the word simple, but I'm just going to be plain. Brethren, it's simple. It's simple, my friend. It takes faith in God. If you want anything out of God, it takes faith. You know what the three Hebrew boys had? They had faith. They is in captivity. Yeah. They're down there in a strange land. Nebuchadnezzar told them, said, boys, said, didn't y'all hear the music? Yes, we heard it. Reckon your God can deliver you? They said, whether he does or not, we're not going to bow. You know why? Thou shalt, what? Have no other gods before me. Thou shalt what? Not make unto thee any graven images. Brethren, them boys knowed what the law of God said. And they is going to keep it. Didn't make no difference where they is at. Bible says when they played that sackbut, psaltery, and those musics, brethren, the second time they didn't bow. They didn't bow. Got Nebuchadnezzar a little riled up, and he said, you go down there and heat that furnace up. Seven times hotter than it's ever been. Think about it. He meant to get rid of these boys. Did he not? He meant, folks, that these three young men, because they denied him and defied him in front of the whole nation, brethren, he was going to take care of the problem. He bound them up. Throwed them in the fire.
The scripture says that those men that throw them in, that it overcame them. The fire overcame them as so hot. You don't think it's hot in there? After a while, I don't know, it really don't say how long. But after a while, my friend, old Nebuchadnezzar got a little curious. Yeah. Wonder what happened to them three boys. He must have got curious. He wanted to know. He went down there, my friend, and he looks in. Y'all heard the story. He looks in and he don't see three. Thank God he sees four in there. He said they was up loosed, walking around. Huh? Walking around. He didn't do away with them. He said, lo, I see four. Said the form of the fourth was like unto the Son of God. Listen to me, folks. He knowed something. He knowed a little bit more than he's giving out here. Yes, he did. When them three boys come out of there, there's only three come out. He saw four. He said, he made a proclamation, did he not? He said, we're going to serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. For no other God can deliver after this sort. Folks, I tell you, we got one that can't deliver. I mean, they ain't one around that can deliver like him. He can't be overdone. He can't be outdone. He can't be overthrown. Preacher, I wished I believed in my God as good as you did yours. You better. You better have faith in him and in him alone. It's because of him we sung. Brother Robert done made mention this morning. We sung the songs, my friend, about what Jesus has done for us. He's done it for us. We can't do it ourselves. We can't make it to heaven, brethren, on our own good deeds. We can't do it. Man can't do it. Had a man been able, brethren, to make it on his own, brethren, Christ would not have died. Would he not? There wouldn't have been no reason. But man couldn't make it. We believe in the inability of man to recover himself from the fallen state of which he's in. We believe that. You can't do it. You can't recover yourself. Folks, it comes right back. It takes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to have faith. Add to your faith. Ain't that what Peter said? Add to your faith. You got to have faith. Add to your faith, virtue. You think about the things that's in this scripture. That men, my friend, you go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and it'll tell you about quite a few men and women alike, my friend, that had faith in God and some of the things that God done for them. Did you know that Noah, the Bible says, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet. The Bible says he moved with fear. Did he not? He believed God. Believed God. He built an ark. Yes, sir, just like the Lord told him. Because he believed him. It takes believing. You ain't going to make it. You'll not make it. As an unbeliever, you say, preacher, these people got gods all over this world. They sure do. They had them in Paul's day. Did they not? They had them in Eli's day. Philistines got a hold of the ark of God. Didn't they have a god by the name of Dagon? Didn't they put that ark in there with their god Dagon? Things began to happen, didn't they? The Philistines figured out, my friend, that that thing was more powerful than they knowed anything about. Yes, sir. Send it home. Send it back. They didn't send it back empty, brother, but they sent it back home. Said, for the hand of God is very heavy. Very heavy upon us. Brethren, God is God. And God don't never change. God is God. Think about it. And besides Him, there is no God. Come get a verse of a song. It's a message this morning. I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. The real truth of it is that you have to have faith in the Lord. Faith, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Preacher, I ain't going to believe in nothing I ain't never seen. You'll never make it. You'll never make it with the Lord. Did you know that by faith the worlds were framed? By faith. The worlds were framed by the word of God, that things were made out of things which do not yet appear. Can't believe that, can we? Hard for this mind to take hold of all that. I'll tell you something that's a little bit easier for you. That heart will believe it if you allow it to. That heart will believe. It'll believe with all that it's got. I don't know about you, but brethren, when the Lord gets a hold of that heart of yours, my friend, it's just like that old young man that had the kite. Couldn't see it. The man asked him, said, "How you know it's still there?" He said, "I can still feel the tug." Huh? He knowed it was there. Couldn't see it, but he knowed it was there. Brethren, I guarantee you ain't going to see the Spirit. He said the Spirit was just like the wind. It goes where it listeth. You don't know where it come from, and you don't know where it went. Did you know it blowed? Huh? Did you not? It been a few days, just the last few days, that I might not have known the wind got up so high. Do you know what? I got out and looked around, and brethren, something done something. Limbs everywhere. I mean everywhere. And I've sat there right on my back porch and I've watched that wind run through them trees and I just think, how in the world can they stand? They go this way and they go that way and then they'd turn. And I'd go when all that was finished, there wouldn't be a limb nowhere. Huh? Wouldn't be a limb nowhere. And brethren, it come during the midst of the night, and evidently it blowed the right way. And they all come out. They all fell down. Some of them ain't so small. The Lord can turn your life upside down. Do you know that? Paul thought he was doing the service of God, had letters in his hands, going to put people in prison, yeah, or even take their life for preaching in the name of Jesus. He had it all took care of. But you know what? On the road to Damascus, my friend, he seen a great light. Yeah, he seen a great light. It was daytime, folks. He bowed on his knees and he heard a voice. "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." You know what Saul said? "Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord?"
Don't tell me you don't know who's dealing with you. You're just like Saul. Saul knowed who was dealing with him. He knowed who it was. He couldn't understand it all. When he got up, he was blind. And they had to take him down to Simon's house. Yes, sir. But thank God he knew the Lord dealt with him. Do you know that? You may not understand how it all works this morning. But I'll promise you one thing. When the Lord speaks to you, you'll know it. And when He speaks, you know the best thing you could do, the very best thing you could do, is just say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And He'll talk to you. He'll let you know what it is you need to do today. Year's 2022. God ain't changed. He still deals with the heart of man. Did you know that Ahab, I believe with all my heart, Ahab sent God sent Ahab a message. And the Bible says that Ahab humbled himself. And he cried unto God. And God heard him. And he sent him another message. He said, "You go tell Ahab that I've heard his prayer." He said, "And I'm not going to cause this to come in his day. But said, it shall come in his son's day." You go and read and you'll find out Ahab never changed one lick. He just kept doing the same old thing he'd always done. And that was being evil. One day, it must have been on Ahab's mind. Must have been. He is talking with Jehoshaphat and he said, "Let's change garments. Let's change garments." Ahab didn't want to be seen. He didn't want to be the one, my friend, that got killed that day. But the Lord had a different thing in mind, did he not? Certain man drew a bow at a venture. He let loose the arrow. Brother, you can't tell me that God didn't know. Brother, that arrow, the Bible says that it went and it stuck right up under the fourth and fifth rib. He fell, sunk down in that chariot. And they battled on. But at the end of the evening, they carried him to the palace, my friend. When he entered the gates, he died. I'm satisfied. It doesn't say, but I'm satisfied them dogs licked his blood at the same place they licked Naboth's. I'm satisfied. I believe that. I believe if you'll, my friend, just trust the Lord this morning, you can leave here in a different manner. You say, "Preacher, you act like you're talking to somebody." If I ain't preaching to somebody, I'm just bopping my gun, but I feel like I'm preaching to somebody. Yes, sir. And the truth of it is, folks, if you don't want it, I can apply it to myself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can apply it to myself and it'll make a better person out of me. It will. If I apply it, let us stand.